Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on two counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now... here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Friday, TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name can go in twice. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's a TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Very, very good.
All right. So there's no exercises today. I'm not going to do that for you. But I want to speak to you in hypothetical terms, Dan.
Please.
You know more about this than I do, so this is out of my wheelhouse to a certain extent. But then John Bolton, from what I understand, is supposed to be like a pretty upstanding, straightforward guy that does the right thing. And, you know, I know he got sideways with Trump, I guess, and he was removed. But hear me out. So if John Bolton is an upstanding statesman and does the right thing, looking from the House of Representatives position, to call him as a witness, he's going to supposedly testify. They're thinking that he's going to say he witnessed a quid pro quo, he saw what was happening, and all this other stuff. So under cross-examination by the president's counsel, you know, I'm sure that he would be protected under the whistleblower law.
Well, he would, not necessarily the whistleblower law, but the national security, the confidentiality between executive privilege, basically, he would fall into that.
Well, that's still my point. But, you know, if I was working for you, if we change the situation, if I was working for you and I just let improper or something illegal, then I would have protections that report that. I would have a duty to report it. I would think I would have protections reporting what I saw you do. So I'm just thinking if they call Bolton, and I think that he would be chewed up by the president's defense team, that if it's so important, why didn't you report it? You know, bring it forward. And look, I've been in trials where defense attorneys and prosecution just go through witnesses like water about their testimony, and I'm just thinking, well, I mean, if it was so significant, and I understand calling witnesses, it sort of, you know, it muddies the water and it brings a lot of minutia in there, but the backside of this whole thing is, if they were to bring Bolton and they were to allow witnesses to testify, and Bolton was one of those people, I think that the president's team would have just like bullseyes on his back about, well, if it's so important and it was so egregious, why did you not report it? And I say all this to say that I've been talking to a bunch of guys and some people over the last 3 or 4 days. They really want to hear Hunter Biden. They want to hear Joe Biden. They want to hear Adam Schiff, because nobody I talk to believes anything Adam Schiff said. Nobody. Now, granted, they're from the same cloth, if you will, that I'm from, but nobody believes anything that Adam Schiff says. And everybody that I've talked to is convinced that he knows who this whistleblower is that brought this whole thing to light. So, you know, I'm just thinking it may be good to bring a couple witnesses forward. You know, I really want to get it over and done with, but I think it's going to really dirty up the House of Representatives and their argument.
Well, one of the reasons we're playing the Lindsey Graham cuts is Lindsey Graham is saying that he's going to get Joe Biden, ask Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to testify before his committee.
Right, right. And I'm thankful for that. You know, but, you know, Schumer, the brass rope guy, you know, I read online, and I forget where I read, and it may have been reported by Fox News, that he says Hunter Biden is off the table as a witness. We're not going to agree to that. Did you hear that?
I did hear that, but again, you're talking about, we're talking apples and oranges here. That is the impeachment trial. What, right. I just said is Lindsey Graham is talking about having Biden and Hunter Biden testify before his committee.
Right. I got you.
Two different things.
I just don't see how Bolton hurts anybody. Because if he says something that he should have reported a year ago, how significant is it, really? If he should have reported a year ago, why did he not report it until a year later, or why did he not report it at all, other than, you know, he's under, you know, Trump exercises executive privilege, you know. But still, the whistleblower, there's a bunch of mechanisms here that are in place that can trigger other mechanisms to protect John Bolton. Are you following me?
Yeah, but there's a lot of distance between John Bolton saying that he saw something illegal and John Bolton just implying some things. I mean, the reason Trump does not want him to testify is to keep the executive privilege chain going. And I don't think I'll ever get to that myself.
Well, you just answered my question about the executive privilege train and the peripheral issues you just answered my question. I just couldn't. It wasn't making sense to me about why, you know, Dad, let him testify, you know, or we'll just chew up on cross examination.
Yeah, and again, the end game is going to be Biden and Hunter Biden, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's going to be the end game, and that's where the Democrats' impeachment managers messed up yesterday when they inserted Biden, both the Bidens, into the mix. That was a tactical mistake on their part.
Buddy, listen. So I'm sorry to bother you.
You have a great day, Happy Yankee.
Be safe, guys. Bye bye.
Thanks. Ta ta. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Sam. I just called. Yes, sir. I just called up to congratulate you and Joy and everyone about the numbers. I know there's a lot of talent there, and I enjoy the shows. I know I can't be the only one.
We're very blessed by the audience numbers. They really were terrific.
Yes, sir. I was just laughing about that, the Where's Hunter. That started, 2 or 3 months ago? They printed up T-shirts, and, you know, hey, still. People, they don't want you to know where Hunter is. They're not going to want any part of him coming around.
I want to tell you something. After conversations last night and then listening to these clips last night and today, they have really messed up. And
yes, sir.
You're about to see Hunter Biden and Joe Biden move to center stage here.
I got one other bit of just fun to share with you. Last Friday, I was listening, and it was like a 70s show. He was talking about the Indians. We were talking about the women with the ERA. Joey was playing the 70s music. It was like a Tarantino movie. it's good now, yeah.
That's a compliment.
What was that other thing I thought? Here we go. Talking about the Indians. The Creek Indian gift basket. What's in it? $1 billion worth of strings.
Yeah. Beads.
There you go, man.
Good one, Sam.
Man, that's all I got.
You have a good one.
Sir, yes, sir.
$1 billion worth of beads. I like that. Sound like the selling of Manhattan. Big Bird, how are you feeling today, my friend?
I'm feeling great. The sun came out. And, you know, yesterday afternoon I was watching it, sitting out on the back patio watching the rain, and I saw the animals going 2x2, and I'm starting to wonder.
There you go. That's the first clue.
But today's a good day. It's a beautiful sunshine out here. I think I heard some stuff by, I think it was Daniel or Donald Seculo, not Jay Seculo, but Donald.
Yeah, his son.
His son. And I guess Don's in there somewhere with all of the Dream Defense Team and all that. But anyway, he was saying that as the Democrats are finishing up, that they're collapsing a lot worse than they thought they were, you know, initially, and the defense position is looking a lot stronger, and that their intent was that rather than going for dismissal or something like that, what they're pretty much going to do is when they, as they start their defensive presentation, they're going to go back through every little dot and every little crooked T that, that these guys crossed Schiff and all them were doing, that they were going to attack each and every statement they made, and they were going to go through everything, and they were going to just attack, 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 and just they're going to tear apart and expose it, and they're going to play the exact the truth back of what was actually said. And then they were going to get to the end of that, and they were going to vote to they're going to bring a motion to acquit and exonerate the president completely and just dump the whole case. And that might be the best thing to do. I don't want to see it dismissed because I think the country deserves to see this play out. But I also don't think that we want to get into having witnesses, and I know a lot of people do. But I think it would be better to have the whole thing go back and say, look, this thing is fraudulent from the start, and just exonerate the president and just dump the whole case. And then let the Senate Judiciary and Lindsey Graham take over and start looking into the information that's brought in about these witnesses to see what's really going on, and maybe that may be caused to send it over to DOJ for a major investigation on Biden and corruption, because to me that's a part of that whole other mess going on, and it probably needs to be looked at more, and I think that might get better results. But to me, this whole thing, it's not an attack on Trump as much as it is. And I know it's an attack on Trump, okay, but there's something a lot deeper here, okay? And that is, this is an attack on the office of the president and the sanctity of the office. And it also is an attack on the constitutional structure that we are using, and it needs to be met head on, and they need to be cut to ribbons, thrown down and hauled off to the garbage heap. And then maybe they should look at stuff like frivolous and malicious prosecution and the dishonesty of some of the witnesses as being, lying before Congress or whatever the case might be. But I really feel like it should be hit head on, hard nosed, and crash it as hard as you can and just grind it up in pieces and exonerate the president. But more than anything, it needs to be proven for the hoax. It is for the sake of the presidency, and I don't care who gets in that office, but the sanctity of the office of the presidency is under assault.
Big Bird, thank you for the telephone call. I think that what's going to happen is pretty close to what you just said. Going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LuQuire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LuQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 844-4417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hear you say lights, thinking you know where. 272-9228, that's where we are. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come,
there's my baby lost, that's all. What's I'm thinking you say for little.
You know, the, we're going to get back into more of the what's going on, particularly Ukraine and this kind of stuff. The Rudy Giuliani is priceless this morning. But the lauding over Adam Schiff was unbelievable. I mean, they just went nuts over it. This is a media montage on Schiff's performance.
A very, very powerful and forceful speech, almost 2.5 hours by Adam Schiff. A very, very strong case.
I thought Schiff's performance was a virtuoso performance yesterday.
Adam Schiff did masterfully what all prosecutors are trained to do. He is a really good lawyer. Period. End of discussion.
And also, I thought Schiff did an exceptionally good job connecting his case to the Founding Fathers.
I have to say, watching that, I thought Adam Schiff's opening was brilliant.
This is a speech really aimed at the better angels.
By most accounts, it was a virtuoso performance that drew praise from all sides yesterday. It was a stunning recitation of the facts.
What did you think of the presentation by the lead House manager, Adam Schiff?
I thought it was dazzling.
Now, notice how those were MSNBC and CNN.
I thought it was dazzling.
Oh, man.
Dazzling.
That tingle running up his leg. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hello, Joey.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great. Doing fantastic. Heading to Alex City today.
AC, huh?
So, you know, I'm over here in Dayville, and y'all are 5x5. I can get a clear reception from you. So
in Dadeville?
Got a big footprint. Dadeville.
All right.
Downtown Dadeville right now. Dan, you know, since I guess all of these talks that are going on the floor of the Senate has now deteriorated to the point where they're bringing up cartoon characters, I guess I'd probably like to bring up a cartoon character too. And that is Elmer Fudd. You know, there's a certain portion of the Republican Party that are, I'd characterize as the Elmer Fudds of the party.
Yeah, like who?
Dim-witted. Well, you know, Lindsey used to be in that camp, I think, but he's kind of got the clue. You know, Murkowski, maybe.
I thought Murkowski, in the way she handled... I mean, she was chapped about what Jer Bear said.
Yes, as was, oh, goodness, what's her name?
Collins.
I guess, what is
Collins and Murkowski on their own sent a note to the Chief Justice. Collins basically invoked and said, Senate rules say you cannot do this, and this is what he did, and he broke the Senate rule and sent that to the Chief Justice. Murkowski sent something to the Chief Justice, but then said aloud, you know, he is losing me, and said that out loud.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about. When I say the Elmer Fudd wing of the party is finally getting a clue about what goes on here. So, you know, I guess they operate with a certain amount of naive goodwill, okay, is what I would characterize it as. Thinking that, you know, well, the Democrats really are, you know, people of goodwill, and we want to try to get along. They love the country, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes right down to it, they will do everything within their power to gain power. And that includes manipulating people if they can. Manipulating facts, outright lying about facts, outright making up facts, okay? Outright doing whatever. And so it appears to me that actions like what we just talked about are evidence that Murkowski and Collins and others are finally seeing daylight here. So that's a good sign. I'm wondering why it took them so long, but it finally is dawning on them that these are not fair actors here. This is not a fair process, and there's not any kind of goodwill there to be had. The other thing I'm hearing in the background is crickets. And I've been wondering, where are these crickets coming from? I'm hearing crickets. Where are they? And it's coming from the Bush wing of the Republican Party. I haven't heard a peep from Jeb. And, of course, you wouldn't really expect it from President Bush. But he said a few things prior to, you know, a year ago or so. You know, kind of on the derogatory side about Trump. But, boy, I haven't heard anything from him at all lately, and I'm wondering why, Dan. You got any ideas?
Yeah, they don't want their head chopped off. Let me tell you something. The people who are anti-Trump are realizing, and I'm going to use a word from MSNBC, how dazzling he is. I mean, this guy has accomplished stuff that no Republican has accomplished.
Yeah, he's fearless about it.
The only person you can go back close to is Ronald Reagan. You know I'm a huge Reagan fan, but okay. Reagan didn't do some of the stuff that Trump has accomplished in 3 years.
Well, he trusts his instincts, and he goes ahead and he takes those risks that really, in my opinion, you know, presidents, former conservative or so-called conservative presidents like George Bush should have gone ahead and done instead of acquiescing to, you know, some of the more moderate tones.
Well, that's talking about neoconservatives. When you say neoconservative, think George W. Bush.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And now that Senator McCain is no longer with us.
Well, I'll give you an example. In the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, the first thing they would always go to is the gun. And
right. And
Donald Trump doesn't go to the gun first. And they would go to the gun so fast it was unbelievable.
Okay. Well, and so here's the other thing. If you notice, right up front after the last election and Nancy Pelosi had been installed as speaker, what did he try to do? He tried to bring her in. Hey, come on, let's make a deal, you know. Let's see if we can't get along. And the very first thing she did was trot out of the room mad as a hornet because she can't have everything she wanted, okay? And so, you know, it's not that President Trump is, you know, a bad person or not even trying to get along with people. It's that he's got people that just won't get along. Nancy Pelosi is a primary example of that. Can't have their way on every stinking thing, then they just want to pitch a fit. So, you know, some observations I've had here and just wanted to kind of share my point of view on that.
That's what we're here for.
I appreciate you taking my call, Dan. Nice show. I'm enjoying it as usual.
Have a great weekend. Be good in Dadeville.
All right, buddy.
Ken, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House Democrats arguing for President Trump's removal from office wrap up their presentation today. Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says they'll show how President Trump's guilty of obstruction of Congress.
We will then have some concluding thoughts and then turn it over to the president's counsel.
And the president's team starts making its case tomorrow. The president today becoming the first to ever attend the annual March for Life anti-abortion rally in Washington.
We have taken decisive action to protect the religious liberty. So important, religious liberty has been under attack all over the world and frankly very strongly attacked in our nation.
Other presidents have sent letters or recorded messages for the march. The Trump administration today threatening to pull some federal health care funding from the state of California over a new law there requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. It's kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People talking, but they just don't know.
The Dan Morris Show.
What's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Sure, let the good time roll. Hey!
.279-228, that's where we are. On a Friday. TGIF.
So many people live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind of...
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
When you walk out of... Good. When you walk out of the studio, you're going to love this weather, by the way.
Good. Can I leave early?
It is gorgeous. You got my authorization.
I'm meeting a friend for drinks at 4 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to it.
You'll enjoy it. You know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch any proceedings yesterday, but I did watch the news highlights after I laid down and go to bed.
You're a smart man.
I didn't miss much, I'm sure. But the funniest thing to me is the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer standing in front of a podium saying, some of the senators weren't even paying attention. They've already got their minds made up. And I'm like, well, that kind of feels like you've got your mind made up, too.
Oh, absolutely.
How can he call out others for making up their mind already? And it seems more than obvious that he, as one of the jurors, has already made up his.
Because to him, the evidence is overwhelming.
It just cracks me up that no journalist has bothered to ask him about that. Well, if their minds are made up, is that not okay? Because it seems like yours is.
No, exactly right. You're spot on.
I would pay a year's salary for one reporter to ask him that.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath for it, Ken.
And, Ken, I've learned over the years with a lot of these folks in politics. Like, for instance, if you call Adolf Hitler a Nazi, is that an insult? No. He goes, well, that's what I am. If you call Schumer a hypocrite, is that an insult? No, not really. It's just another tool in the political toolbox.
I understand, but it just cracks me up.
Oh, yeah.
The faux outrage.
Yeah, no, that's right. And everything has all this gravity, is all gravitas. It's all, this is the most important thing in history. And that the Democrats team has set the bar high. No, they haven't. And we need witnesses. Well, who are these videos they're playing? Who are these people? Aren't those witnesses?
Exactly.
I mean, it just is, the hypocrisy is crazy.
Well, I can tell you when I get home how much I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch none.
There you go. Just listen here. Ken, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. Randy from Snowden. Randy, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, guys. The weather's getting really nice out here. I know y'all stuck inside there, but it's...
Not for much longer. We're only going to be here an hour and 20 more minutes.
That's it. Well, I just wanted to get on the Sweet Creek drawing and let you know my opinion. Is this nothing more than a peanut gallery on that Democratic side of that aisle, my opinion? That's kind of what I wanted to say.
Continue on US 231 North.
Oh, and the GPS cuts in.
Sorry.
231 right, North. Where are you going, Randy?
I'm heading to Wetumpka, but back in the boonies.
Back in the... You're on 231 North. That's not the boonies.
I'm headed to
Wetumpka.
That's going in the boonies.
Oh, I got you. Joey, do you have his month and day of birth?
10/15, right, Randy?
Yeah, 10/15. That's right. Yeah, I'm taking a washer and dryer to a friend. So that's kind of that's my good deed for the day, gentlemen.
Okay, well, you're in. When do we do the drawing, Randy?
The 230-245 and $60 gift basket at the Sweet Creek Farm Market I go to. I only live 4 miles from them.
Lucky you. I wish I had that situation.
Yeah, I pass it every day.
Randy, you have a great day and a great weekend. Good luck.
Yeah, Karen over there does a good job, her and Reed.
They really do. The whole staff, everybody there is top-notch.
I agree. All right, let me let you go.
Thanks, Randy. Right. Ms. Bonlevel, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am great, and you today?
I'm good. I'm glad to see the sun come out.
Joey, have we seen the sun come out?
There are fluorescent lights on.
We're in the attic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
But you'll be all happy and giggly inside when you walk out at 3 o'clock and see the sun come out.
You're right about that, but it won't be the sun, though.
Before I forget, because I always do, can you put me in for Sweet Creek?
What do you think, Joey?
I think we'll allow it this time, but don't push your luck, Miss Fine Level.
Do you know her birthday?
One what? 128, okay.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Well, my age may be going up, but I'm going to pretend like it's not.
Oh, so you're not going to honor your own birthday?
Yeah. My question is, I heard this morning that there was a video out about where it was during these impeachment hearings that Chuck Schumer went to sit in his chair and he did the hand motion and all that and told somebody to get up out of his chair. And there's nobody in his chair. Have you heard anything about that or seen a video on that?
I haven't heard anything about it, and just always be suspicious whether it's real or not.
Yeah, I was, and that's why I tried to look for it. But from where I heard it from, I think it's probably credible because they were sitting there watching it and talking about it and, you know, saying what he did. He was making the hand gesture and said, you know, get up out of my chair, but there's nobody in his chair. So I just wondered if you had heard about that or seen that.
I would question that video. Who were the people that were talking about it?
I heard it on the Rick and Bubba show early this morning.
Shall I say any more? Thank you, Miss Fine Level. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. And I hope you get to see the sunshine.
I will. No doubt about it.
Thank you.
Unless Armageddon happens between now and 3. I plan to see my sunshine here. My only sunshine.
This is Lee.
Lee, welcome aboard the Demo Show. That is running slow, isn't it?
Hey, how are you doing?
Lee, I'm great, and how are you today, my dear?
I'm enjoying this good weather everybody's calling in and telling you about. So,
Joey, are people trying to torture us?
Yes.
I think so.
And they're
poor Joey's been there all day, so he needs to get out in it. So,
when'd you get here, Joey?
In the morning.
I got here about 8.
Yeah. He has been here all day.
And it was rainy and miserable.
From the reports, it's gorgeous.
I went downstairs a second ago, and I didn't go outside, but I caught a glimpse of sunlight, and I started to feel my skin burning, so I had to get back up. And I mean the studio.
Yeah, well, I came in about the same time you did, Joey, and it's beautiful. Different from when we came in.
Awesome.
So. Yeah. I got a couple of questions. First of all, I want to make sure I get in on Sweet Creek. And
Lee, give me your month and day of birth. 120.
120.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in.
And then couple of questions I got time to ask them. So first of all, and I might have missed this because I haven't been able to listen to you since you came on, but the issue yesterday with Elizabeth Warren and the dad.
Mm.
Did y'all talk about that?
We haven't gotten to the Elizabeth Warren clips yet.
Yeah. Well, that was classic. That
but
guy,
for you, I'll get into the Elizabeth Warren interview. I want to tell you what, this lady is amazing the way she talks about things. I mean, you can just tell she's just used to making crap up.
She just makes crap up. Because she doesn't know how to respond to anything. She wants to be liked so much,
she just makes it up.
Exactly. And he called her on. Of course, you know, I've seen it once on the news. Don't know if anybody else has shown it, but I wish more people would show it.
It was a question that CBS Morning Show asked Elizabeth Warren today. I was kind of surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and actually, they keep driving her in a couple of questions. I mean, I kind of got the impression that CBS didn't like Elizabeth Warren when I finished the interview.
Oh,
but we'll do that. We'll do that next.
Okay, well, I'll go in to work and listen to it. And then my other question, this may be a really stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
The
funny question, but it's stupid.
can Trump not sue them for defamation after they've impeached him on stuff that does not, if he's, you know, found not guilty?
No, they are.
Is that possible?
No, they're exercising their legislative prerogative.
Okay. All right, well then, you know how, this is what I've never understood, and this is why I was thinking this, is, you know, when people were different, I guess, cities or community, I can't remember what it was, but people were suing Trump, the president, for some of that border and illegal immigrant, I can't remember all the specifics.
They're still suing
that
him. Absolutely, okay. They're still suing him.
So, I never have understood why they can do that, because he's the president and, you know, executive. I know he's not, you know, immune to everything, but I've never understood that. So could the same thing that, not that I'm going to go and do this, but can the same thing not happen to these people in the Congress where people try to sue them for what they're doing?
Well, what they're suing Trump for example, is the D.C. Attorney General, or the special prosecutor, sued Donald Trump for commingling of funds that he was receiving money from government people, and he's benefiting from that. But, you know, when Maryland did that, they lost, D.C. will lose. And by the way, the D.C. prosecutor, the D.A. for D.C., that's a weird name, he's an idiot. And the one before him, she wasn't that much smarter.
Yeah, well, they're among many that are up there. But, and I guess part of my question, behind that is I just want them to have to pay for what they give them, which I know they're going
to. Well, what they'll have to, where they will pay is in at the ballot box, I believe.
Oh, true. I mean, we'll our voice will be heard, but I just think to falsely accuse somebody and to get away with it is just it's irritating. So anyway, but I enjoy both of y'all's show.
So you're gonna go back into work now?
I am.
So you're not gonna listen to us anymore?
No, I pull it up on the internet.
Good for you, girl.
So I'll be listening.
When do we do the drawing?
You do it around 2:30, 2:40, something like that.
That
so
is
I'll
it.
Be listening.
What's in that basket?
All right. I appreciate both of y'all and what y'all have to say. I really, really like listening to y'all's input. So
thank you,
Lynn. All right, y'all have a good weekend.
Ta-ta. Let's go to a break and then come back. We'll do Elizabeth Warren.
Sounds good.
We get it. Find entertain.
The Dan Morris Show.
I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey!
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
272-9228, this is where we are. Shelby just sent me the video of Schumer walking up to the chair. I'm not sure if I'd be too alarmed with this whole thing. Guys, because you see a video doesn't mean the way it's presented in the video is what it really is. There's all sorts of stuff you can do in videos. Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Elizabeth Warren does a CBS morning segment. a big segment. So she's going to be talking about changing, are they changing minds? And she said the evidence is what? Overwhelming, the abundance.
The topic of the day is changing minds. On the one hand, are minds being changed in the Republican majority in the Senate when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump? And in your particular case, are minds being lost in the fight for a win in Iowa? Usually at this time, you would be on the campaign trail, 4 to 6 events. Instead, you're in D.C. So let's take those in parts. Number one, do you get the sense that Republicans are listening and that potentially minds are being changed in Washington, D.C.?
Look, we have just heard an avalanche of information about the corruption of Donald Trump and many of the people around him. And the Republicans right now in the Senate seemed absolutely determined that we can't have witnesses and we can't have any documents. In other words, we can only do what had happened at the House. They want to try to hide the information. That's not right, and it's not the way a trial should go. This is what I promise. When I'm president of the United States on the first day, I'm going to release every document. I'm going to order the release of every document that the Trump administration is trying to hide.
But, Senator, one of the ironies...
The American people have a right to see it.
Unbelievable. She is such a panderer in chief. Okay, so now she's going to get in... Hopefully we'll be able to get to all of this. It's the Warren on the results of not campaigning in Iowa. She is just thrilled to have her staff has just kind of organically come to their senses to help her out.
Senator, one of the complicating factors here is because you're present at this trial, you are not campaigning and therefore may not be president. Are you concerned that by not being on the campaign trail, your chances are sinking in Iowa and New Hampshire?
Look. Some things are more important than politics. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. We are now in only the third impeachment trial in the entire history of the United States. Of course I am here. But I will tell you something new that's happened that I had not anticipated exactly. And that is when I first got in this race a year ago, I decided I wasn't going to do it the traditional way. I wasn't going to spend my time sucking up to billionaires and other big donors, corporate CEOs. I was going to do this by building a grassroots movement. $5 and $10 donations, lots of volunteers, because I think that's how we need to repair our democracy and build real change in this country. So now here I am pinned down in Washington with the impeachment trial. And what's happened is this grassroots movement on its own is saying we'll be in the fight for you. So people have been going to ElizabethWarren.com. They pitch in $5. They offer to spend an hour on the phone doing calls. In other words, democracy itself is raising its head,
Senator,
in Iowa and across the nation, and it's very exciting to see.
This is part. This is kind of one of these. I'm Native American. My father was a janitor, and it's what the campaign staff told the volunteers to do. I mean, it's not. Oh, they're just like, hey, we got to help Elizabeth. She's out keeping justice alive. Okay, now this is the one I wanted you to hear. Hopefully we're going to be able to fit this in. Listen to how they keep driving at her.
But, Senator, in the latest New Hampshire poll, it has you trailing in fourth place. Are you concerned if you don't do well in your neighboring state, you can see the numbers there, that could seriously injure your campaign?
You know, I have not done polls since the first day I got in this race, and I'm not going to start now. For me, look, mostly it's been about a chance to get out and talk to people. And yes, that's what I'd love to be able to do. It's the face-to-face part of democracy that matters. But I'm doing my best. I'm here in Washington because that is my constitutional responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to everyone who's pitched in $5 or volunteered an hour and said, we're going to be out there for you. And all the people who've shown up. Julian Castro has shown up in Iowa with his brother Joaquin to say, we're going to go across the state and talk about the issues that Elizabeth Warren talks about. Ayanna Pressley is going to be down in South Carolina. I'm deeply grateful for every single person who stepped up and said, I know Elizabeth can't be here to do it, and she'd love to be able to.
I hear all the
but
people,
I'll talk
Senator,
about those
I'm
issues.
Sorry for interrupting, but I'm worried about the time. I hear all the people you're grateful for. How are you feeling about Bernie Sanders these days? Were you surprised at that conversation where you accused him of calling you a liar on national TV that we all got to hear it? Were you hoping that that would be a private moment between the two of you? And what is it like between you and Senator Sanders today? But first, were you surprised that we all got to hear that conversation?
So Bernie and I have worked together for a very long time, yes, and we continue to do so. I've said all I'm going to say about this. We're in the middle of an impeachment trial, the third in the history of the United States of America.
Have you two worked out your differences?
And the Democrats are all working together on this. We want to see a fair trial. We want to see the witnesses produced, and we want to see the documents. Who's ever heard of a trial where there are no witnesses and no documents? And right now, that's where the Republicans are.
Have you and Senator Sanders worked out your differences? I'm not asking to go back. I'm asking to go forward.
No,
have you two worked out your differences?
You can ask this however you want, but you're going to get the same answer. I've said all I'm going to say about
this. Hillary Clinton said that no one likes Bernie Sanders, and no one in the Senate wanted to work with him. Is she right?
I'm not going there. Look, we are trying right now to manage an impeachment trial and at the same time to talk about why we're running for president. And for me, the two actually come together. I'm running for president because I see an America that keeps working better and better for those at the top and worse for everyone else.
So, Senator,
that's corruption. It's about the influence of money. And that's a big part of what's at the heart of this impeachment trial.
So, Senator, I want to get
corruption.
You on a campaign.
Yeah.
Man, they were all. I have a sense they don't like Elizabeth, or they're worried about Elizabeth.
Well, join the club. I haven't
you
liked
too?
This lady for years. And some of it's fundamental disagreements on politics. But, you know, I have fundamental disagreements on politics. I don't find Bernie an unlikable person. She just.
Elizabeth is just. She just makes it. She literally does. I mean, it's everything is flowers and roses. And I'm trying to save the planet. I'm trying to save you and millionaires, which she happens to be a millionaire, by the way.
Right.
Unbelievable. Okay, head to the top of the hour break. Final hour of the Dan Morris Show. What day is it? Friday, TGIF. We'll be back.